Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The sprint is underway in the race to replace Ted Kennedy in the U.S. Senate. The compressed election calendar means candidates have just 3 more weeks to submit voter signatures to get on the ballot. Then it's just 3 months until January's special election. The crowded field includes 4 Democrats, Attorney General Martha Coakley, Congressman Michael Capuano, the co-owner of the Boston Celtics, Stephen Pagliuca, and the founder of the service organization CityEar, Alan Casey. On the Republican side, State Senator Scott Brown and Canton Selectman Bob Burr are in the race. Joining us this morning to size up the field and the race ahead are our regular political analyst, Republican consultant Todd Domke. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
And Dan Payne, thanks for coming in on Monday morning as well.
Morning, Bob.
How does the compressed timetable make this a different campaign from other campaigns for major office? Todd, let's start with you.
Well, obviously, it gives a great advantage to those who are already known or to someone who has a lot of money to spend. Or someone who theoretically could marshal an army of volunteers. But we expect low turnout. There's not that much excitement because there aren't big-name candidates in that. So it really means that you need a strong get-out-the-vote.
Dan, what's the bigger challenge, raising money to pay for the campaigns or reaching out to voters?
Raising money is how you reach out to voters. There isn't enough time for any of the candidates to get out and make meaningful contact around the state. The race is just 10 weeks from tomorrow. And this puts Martha Coakley in a commanding position because she's the best known and she has a statewide organization. And as Attorney General, she can make news any day she wants to.
So she has the what you would call then the natural advantage at this point because she's the only one of the Democrats who's run a statewide campaign?
Yes. This race looks like the white version of Gladys Knight and the Pips. She's the woman in front that you pay attention to, and then there are 3 guys in the background who are, at this point anyway, pretty much similar but not standing out.
Todd, Congressman Michael Capuano, the only current or former congressional representative to enter the race. There are people who think that Capuano will be tough. He's practiced on national issues and has this great line arguing that he is most like Ted Kennedy.
Well, he is making that argument, but I don't know how far he'll get with it. It's difficult to make a claim to fame when you're not famous. He's not well-known outside his own district. He doesn't really have clout. He hasn't had much success in terms of legislative accomplishment. So the comparison is a stretch, including, for example, when he claims credit for having turned around Somerville as mayor, when it was really the successor, Curt Attoni, as mayor, and his chief strategist, Mark Horan, who really deserved credit for that. So he's stretching, but he's the only congressman in there, so he actually knows federal issues, and that's where he has Martha Coakley at a disadvantage.
Dan,
Capuano is trying. He's calling himself a mirror of Ted Kennedy. It's possible that the Kennedy family, particularly Joe Kennedy, might endorse Capuano at some point. The rumor is that Joe Kennedy will help Capuano win so that one of Joe Kennedy's sons can then run for the congressional seat that would become vacant.
All right. Let's talk about the other Democrats in the race and get you to both weigh in. Alan Casey, who led the national service organization CityEar and Boston Celtics co-owner, the $400 million deep-pocketed candidate Stephen Pagliuca. Long shots at best, Todd?
Well, that's right. And Pagliuca is very interesting. I mean, having $400 million, if he spent all of that to reach the 200,000 Democratic primary voters he needs, that would be $2,000 per voter. So, he should cut out the middleman with all this TV advertising. Send the checks. Let's redistribute the wealth. And I think the voters would respond to that. I think they'd prefer attempted bribery to attempted brainwashing.
Well, millionaires need time for the voters to get comfortable with them. And Pagliuca doesn't have that much time, and nobody knows who he is, even though he's on TV more often than Bob's Discount Furniture. Alan Casey, who's the co-founder of CityEar, is also working against the clock. People don't know who he is, and he doesn't have a lot of recognition, and he's probably not going to have very much money.
Republican candidate, State Senator Scott Brown running for the seat, also Canton Selectman Bob Burr. is it surprising to you, Todd, that more well-known Republicans who were talked about as possibly entering the race did not get in?
Not really, because it's unlikely that a Republican would be the successor to Ted Kennedy. I think Scott Brown will be the nominee. I'd be surprised if Bob Burr even got enough signatures to get on the ballot.
Will it be an interesting campaign, though? Does Scott Brown have a chance?
If certain fluky things happen, if the Democrats nominate one of the weakest candidates, if there's very low turnout, and if the Democrat makes some mistake, says something scandalous, for example, like praising George Bush.
Well, Scott Brown could do, he might be running to do what Joe Malone did in 1988 when Joe Malone ran a dignified, positive campaign against Ted Kennedy, and he got a lot of praise for that, and then he was able to run successfully for state treasurer. Scott Brown could do a similar thing, run a high road, positive campaign.
Big picture, with so little time left between now and Election Day, what's needed to win this race, and will the winner be able to do it with maybe 25% to 35% of the vote, considering there are so many Democrats in the field, Todd?
Well, it's conceivable that one-third of the vote would win in a four-person field. Coakley is kind of tempted to be on cruise control. She has to prove herself. Does she have a message, not merely a slogan, but does she have a theme about what she'll do in Washington? She's been very timid, rather dull. So what is she going to do to motivate voters? It's one thing to say, vote for me because I'm a woman, it's time for a woman, and that might be enough, but that really isn't the way she wants to win.
Dan?
I don't think she needs to say, vote for me because I'm a woman. I think there's a demand for female voters for a woman candidate. The Democratic Party in this state, like most states, is a predominantly female party. And Martha Coakley will have to be careful to avoid, as Todd suggested, the problems that Scott Harshbarger had as an AG. He ran and lost a race for governor. Tom Riley did the same thing. So the track record of running from the AG's office ain't that great.
There's an irony that the Democratic candidate might win based on her sex. And on the Republican side, Scott Brown is best known for, you know, having been picked by Cosmo magazine as the sexiest man at the time. So,
that was decades ago. Scott Brown says that was decades ago, and yes, he can't be defined by one picture when he was a college
student. Republicans are proud of that controversy.
And let me ask you one more question. Is it going to be hard, considering the fact that Massachusetts now has a second sitting U.S. senator in Paul Kirk, is it going to be hard for any of these candidates to cut through, given that Kirk is going to get a lot of attention in Washington with all the important issues on the table there?
Yeah, they'll struggle to get some attention. The campaign is so short. A week goes by and you've missed maybe 10% of it. But I think I was talking to Barney Frank the other day, and he said this race is going to have so low turnout it's going to be like a caucus, not a primary, that you'll be able to meet all the people who are running, and the voters will be pretty familiar with them. The insiders will be very familiar with these.
That's right. It could go under 20% turnout.
Republican Todd Domke, Democrat Dan Payne, our political analyst, thank you very much for both coming in on this Monday morning.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.